Praise be Jesus and Mary. God has revealed and is actuating his plan to bring us to the eternal banquet. He has revealed it in degrees and in stages over the course of the centuries, going all the way back to around 1000 BC when David is writing this psalm about the Lord being his shepherd, bringing him to verdant pastures, spreading the table before him, and all of that. And then we move up to 750 BC, when the prophet Isaiah is then prophesying that on this mountain the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples a feast of rich food and choice wines. And on this mountain he will destroy the veil that veils all peoples. And so what is spoken of in figures and in shadows in the Old Testament is then brought to light and to truth in the New Testament. And so this figure of our Lord providing for all peoples, rich food and all of that, that the Messiah brings to reality in today's gospel when he feeds the crowd and performs the miracle of the loaves and the fish on the mountain. And so there, our Lord is fulfilling what was foretold in the Old Testament, but this too becomes itself a figure. Okay, our Lord here on the mountain is providing nourishment for their bodies, multiplying the bread, working a miracle with bread. And that then becomes a figure of the Eucharist, which will be fulfilled and actuated and revealed on Holy Thursday, and then perpetuated throughout time in the church, which this holy mountain symbolizes. Okay, that symbolizes the church. So even with the Eucharist, though, there's still another veil that we're waiting to be removed, right? The veil of the accidents of the sacred species, the appearance of bread and wine. That is a veil to the reality which lies underneath the substance which is present, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And so we are still waiting, those of us here present on this earth, we're still waiting for that last veil to be removed and for all to be revealed, when we will finally and at last feast at the eternal banquet with the beatific vision. And now notice the gospel says, they ate and were satisfied. That again is foretelling what this final eternal banquet is going to provide us. Full and complete satisfaction, never to pass away. Okay, those crowds who ate that day, they were hungry again a few hours later. But it's not going to be so in heaven. We will eat, see God, feasting on him for all eternity, and be satisfied. And so this is why the church has us pray in the opening prayer. We are preparing for this. Prepare our hearts, O Lord, by your divine power. Work within us so that at the coming of Christ we may be found worthy of the banquet of eternal life and merit to receive heavenly nourishment from his hands. He will feed us the vision of his divinity for all eternity. And so let's work to cooperate with our Lord and his divine power in preparing our hearts for that final feast. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.